The military in the political process, 1966 to 1991. Between 1966 and 1991, Ghana experienced frequent military interventions in its political process as the military repeatedly stepped into governance amidst economic challenges and political instability. This period saw three major coups that brought military regimes to power, each regime seeking to address what it saw as failures of the preceding governments. The military's involvement during these years had a lasting impact on Ghana's political landscape, contributing to the push for reform and democratization by the early 1990s. The National Liberation Council, 1966 to 1969. Ghana's first military intervention came on February 24, 1966, when the National Liberation Council overthrew President Kwame Nkrumah's administration. Nkrumah, Ghana's first leader after independence, had increasingly centralized power, establishing a one-party state under the Convention People's Party, CPP. His government was marked by growing authoritarianism, economic struggles, and widespread dissatisfaction. The NLC, led by Lieutenant General Joseph Ankrah and Colonel Emmanuel Kotoka, accused Nkrumah of economic mismanagement and political repression. Upon taking power, the NLC dissolved the CPP, suspended the 1960 constitution, and promised to restore civilian rule. The NLC introduced liberal economic policies, reduced state control, and encouraged foreign investment in an attempt to stabilize the economy. However, as a transitional government, the NLC was primarily focused on preparing for return to civilian rule. By 1969, the NLC facilitated the drafting of a new constitution and organized elections, leading to the establishment of Ghana's Second Republic under Prime Minister Kofi Abrefa Buzia. The National Redemption Council and Supreme Military Council, 1972 to 1979. The civilian government of the Second Republic faced significant economic challenges, including inflation and high unemployment, which fueled public discontent. In January 1972, another military coup led by Colonel Ignatius Kutu Echampong overthrew Buzia's government, citing its failure to address economic issues. Echampong established the National Redemption Council, NRC, later renamed the Supreme Military Council in 1975. The NRC promoted policies aimed at economic self-sufficiency, such as Operation Feed Yourself, which encouraged local agricultural production to reduce reliance on imports. Despite some initial successes, the NRC faced challenges with corruption and mismanagement becoming increasingly evident. Echampong's government struggled with mounting debt and inflation, leading to public dissatisfaction. In 1978, internal pressure within the military resulted in a palace coup that replaced Echampong with Lieutenant General Fred Akufo. Akufo promised to return the country to civilian rule and initiated plans for elections. However, his administration failed to resolve Ghana's economic crisis and dissatisfaction continued to grow. the Armed Forces Revolutionary Council in 1979. In June 1979, a group of junior officers led by Flight Lieutenant Jerry John Rawlins staged a coup, overthrowing Akufo's regime. The coup was driven by frustration with corruption and the hardships facing ordinary Ghanaians. Rawlins and his followers established the Armed Forces Revolutionary Council, launching a campaign to hold corrupt leaders accountable. The AFRC's brief rule was marked by radical measures, including public trials and executions of senior military officers accused of corruption. Though the AFRC intended to enforce accountability and discipline, it remained in power for only a few months. Rawlins honored a prior commitment to restore civilian rule and allowed national elections to proceed as planned. The election led to the establishment of Ghana's Third Republic under President Hilary Mann in September 1979, marking a temporary return to democratic governance. The Provisional National Defense Council in 1981 to 1991. Despite hopes for stability, the civilian government under President Liman faced numerous economic challenges, including high inflation and a declining currency. Liman's administration struggled to address these issues effectively, and in December 1981, Rawlins launched a second coup, citing the government's failure to resolve economic problems. This marked the end of the Third Republic and the beginning of Rawlins's long-term rule under the Provisional National Defense Council, PNDC. The PNDC, with Rawlins as its leader, aimed to revitalize Ghana's economy through a mix of socialist and market-oriented policies. In the early 1980s, the PNDC government pursued structural adjustment programs with the assistance of the International Monetary Fund, IMF, and the World Bank. These reforms involved austerity measures, currency devaluation, and trade liberalization, which initially led to economic hardship but eventually helped stabilize the economy. By the late 1980s, Ghana faced increasing pressure from both domestic groups and the international community for democratic reforms. In response, Rawlins initiated steps to transition to civilian rule, establishing a consultative assembly to draft a new constitution. In 1991, preparations were underway for the adoption of this new constitution and the establishment of democratic institutions. In conclusion, the period from 1966 to 1991 was a transformative one for Ghana, marked by the military's frequent involvement in governance. Each intervention was justified by criticisms of the previous administration's economic mismanagement or corruption, and each regime implemented reforms aimed at addressing these issues. However, recurring economic challenges and public dissatisfaction highlighted the limits of military governance. By the early 1990s, Ghana's experiences under military rule had laid the foundation for a return to democratic governance, culminating in the adoption of the 1992 Constitution and the establishment of the Fourth Republic.